House Bill 1116, an act to prohibit a person from being on the general election ballot for president or vice president and another office.
House Bill 1116 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, South Dakota has had a long-standing policy since approximately 1939 that no person should run for or serve two different offices at the same time. This policy has been in effect for, as I said, very long period of time in South Dakota. However, just recently it's come to the attention that what we all assume to be the policy may have a slight gray area in it, and that revolved around the process of someone that may be running for president and also running for some other local statewide office, because if you're running for president, technically your name does not appear on the ballot, your slate of electors appears on the ballot. So this bill is only to clarify or bolster existing state policy. It does not change anything. It's just a further clarification. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions, but otherwise I would ask your support for 1116.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think the first thing we have to look at is the constitutionality of this bill, and I think that it's totally unconstitutional just from the pure nature of us trying to dictate by state law things that will override the federal constitution. And I don't think we can do that. I think that's very obvious. There was the case on term limits where, I think it was a Thornton case in 1992, the U.S. Supreme Court said that states could not dictate that. In other words, they couldn't impose term limits on their federal U.S. senators and representatives. And that's because the federal constitution is the one that has control of that and not state law. While we can control all state law and term limits and everything else on state legislators and constitutional officers within this state, we can't dictate that to federal candidates. I don't believe this is going to work like Senator Boak thinks it's going to. I think this bill is purely political, and its message is sent towards our senior senator, Tom Daschle, from the rumors of him wanting to run for president. But I would remind the body that I don't believe this bill is going to do what they want it to do. I believe that Senator Daschle can run for president in 2004 and run for U.S. Senator and not have his name on the South Dakota ballot and still run as a U.S. Senator from this state. I think that's entirely possible. What it is going to do, though, is eliminate people from being on the ballot as an elector and as a candidate for the state legislature, or any other circumstance that you can think of, because that will prohibit that. If you are the elector representing that candidate, you will not be able to seek another office. And I would hope we could defeat this bill and not have to put our governor in a position of trying to decide whether he wants to sign a law that is unconstitutional and kind of a direct shot at our senior senator who's had such an excellent working relationship with, or whether he's going to sign the bill and try to offend some of the people. I would hope we could defeat this bill on the floor and not send it to the governor's office. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Senate, and thank you, Senator Hutmacher, for bringing this particular issue to the forefront on the floor today. But I think it would be a complete misreading of the federal constitution to assume that this would run afoul of what is considered to be the qualifications clause of the United States Constitution. First and foremost, the qualifications clause of the United States Constitution appears in Article 1, which deals with Congress, not in Article 2, which deals with the executive. So if anything, it's our current law which is afoul of the qualifications clause of the United States Constitution, not this particular bill and the clarification dealing with the executive branch. Secondly, it's important to remember there is no qualifications clause in Article 2. It simply requires that anyone running for the office of President of the United States be 35 years of age and be a resident of the United States. That's it. And thirdly, I would say that we are not creating a qualification for office whatsoever. We are simply saying that you cannot run for two things at the same time. If this person, or whoever this may be, chooses to run for President of the United States and happens to be a resident of South Dakota, I think that's wonderful. But as for its political nature, It's clearly not singled out in reference to any single particular person. In fact, I would make it a assertion on the floor today that there's no one of our congressional delegation that has the would be in have the lack of integrity, if you will, that would be trying to run for two offices at the same time. I think that all of them, if they choose to run for an office, will choose to run for that office, and that will be the office they run for. But ultimately, I think it is universal in its application. So if it would appear to be, and I would certainly disagree with that as a prime sponsor in the Senate side, that it would appear to be any shot at Senator Daschle whatsoever, it will certainly apply to the same rumors that have been ventured about Congressman Thune in 2008. So whether this applies to any one particular individual, it will clearly apply to every individual in that same situation. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, there is no constitutional problem with this bill. If anything, current law is where the problem lies, and I certainly don't think that has been a problem. It hasn't been challenged for over 60 years. With that, I would certainly encourage you to add this clarification to existing longstanding state policy and go ahead and support 1116.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Well, I hate to disagree with Senator Bogue, but I still stand with my argument that this is an unconstitutional application of statute trying to override federal constitution. I just don't see that there is any other way around that. And I don't think that we should put our governor in that situation to have to sign a bill or veto a bill, because either way, I think he's going to come out on the short end of that deal. If he signs the bill and it's challenged, we have an expensive lawsuit on our hands. If he vetoes the bill, he's going to have pressure from the other side. And I don't think that that's any position to put our governor in, because someday we may have someone that's capable of doing that. I still think this is a political shot at our senior senator. The other reason I say that, if you look at the sponsors on the bill, I don't think you see any member of our side of the aisle on that bill. And I think that's probably a good indication.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1116. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard? DeHuig, Dennard,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Duxbury,
no.
Everst,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham, Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
no.
Moore, Munson, Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons,
no.
Vitter,
aye.
Bleski,
no.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Moore,
no.
Madam President, ayes 22, nays 13.
House Bill 1116 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.